Rising temperatures will more than double the number of dangerously hot days across the United States by 2050 unless more is done to fight global warming. That's according to the Union of Concerned Scientists, which says the Southeast could see the biggest changes in daily life. The Union of Concerned Scientists calculated the number of high heat index days per year, when a combination of high temperatures and high humidity can increase health risks. They found that without global action to fight climate change, the number of days that feel hotter than 100 degrees Fahrenheit would increase from 14 to 36 in the U.S. overall and from 15 to 65 in the Southeast. Lead author and climate scientist Christina Dahl says officials should be doing more to reduce carbon emissions now and to prepare for inevitable higher temperatures later.
If we fail to reduce our heat-trapping emissions across the U.S., we would see a staggering expansion of dangerous levels of heat.
Heat-related illnesses are the biggest concern, especially among children, seniors, and outdoor workers. Higher temperatures also could damage roads and other infrastructure and affect farm productivity, she says. North Carolina currently averages 8 days a year with a heat index over 100. That would go up to 45 days a year by mid-century and 76 by the end of the century without action. But if steps are taken that limit global warming, the average would be just 33 a year. The report, titled Killer Heat in the United States, is available at ucusa.org. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.